Thanks a lot. I'm very honored here from the Günther Pod, Günther Fehlinger, Jan speaking from Vienna, and I'm very honored to have the Prime Minister of Biafra Republic. Of course, at the moment, this is still the government in exile, but I'm here very much supporting ex-Nigeria and the Biafra Republic. Mr. Prime Minister, I'm happy that you joined our show, and please, can you present us to the European and international audience the case of the Biafra Republic, and first of all, yourself, your position, and your call for freedom, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gunter, and thanks for what you're doing for humanity, especially for Biafra. My name is Mazi Ogechukwu Nkere. I'm the current acting Prime Minister of Biafra Republic government in exile. I'm a freedom fighter, advocating for the freedom of my people, Biafran Christians from ex-Nigeria, because they have been persecuted, they have been, for decades now, they have been marginalized, butchered by this Islamic jihadist terrorists that collude with the ex-Nigerian terrorist state. Why we call them terrorist state? Because they colluded with the terrorists and they armed the terrorists. So my goal is to fight to free the people of Biafra. The people of Biafra deserve to live. The people of Biafra have the right to live in their God-given land. And what happened in 1967 to 1970, we don't want that to happen again. So that's the reason why I have chosen this cause to fight for the people of Biafra and for the freedom of Biafra and for humanity. Thank you, Mr. Gunter. Thank you very much.
Mr. Prime Minister, thanks a lot. Tell us a little bit about 67, because I have already started on my tweets to apologize for the genocide and the lack of international support for the Biafran people. But what exactly happened in 50 years ago during the genocide against your people? And what were the positions of the world? And describe it a little bit for our international audience.
Thank you very much. Before the genocidal war that started 1967 to 1970, there have been onslaught, killing of Biafran Christians. And the Islamic jihadists, they have their father, Osman Danfodio, in 1806. He made it clear that their goal is to Islamize the Biafran people, is to kill the Biafran people and take their land from them. Their goal is to change the Biafran people from the God they worship, Jehovah, they are Christians, to Islam. After the amalgamation, why the Biafran people, they come in good faith because they can coexist. It don't matter your religion, we are good people. And, we try to coexist, to work with the North, not knowing they have an agenda. And the agenda is to overrun us, is to Islamize us, is to terrorize us and take over our land and turn us to Islam, which we are not compatible, but we try the best we can. So little do we know, they start waging war right after the 1914 amalgamation. Gradually, at first, they act like everything is okay, like we can coexist. So there's too much killing in the northern part of the East Nigeria, just like what is happening today. All over the news, we find out that the leader of the free world, President J. Trump from United States of America, have designated Nigeria a country of particular concern. Exactly what is happening today is what is happening before 1967. Killing of Biafran Christians in the north, killing of Biafran Christians all over the Nigeria. Then that's the reason why our leader then, Ojukwu, now declared Biafra. And before then, he tried to see if there's anyhow we can solve this problem and have a regional government, which the East we govern, have their own region, govern themselves under the same federation. Why the North and the Southwest, the Southeast? And after a meeting in Ghana, in Aburi Accord, Then when our leader then, Ojukwu, get back to Biafra land, a call came across to Gowon, which, championed the cause of Nigeria then, that he disagreed with the agreement at Aburi Accord, the agreement at
Mr.
Aburi
Prime
Accord.
Minister, not to be too complicated, because many of the international audience, they don't know the case of Biafra so well. So I would like to explain. It goes back to the British imperialism and the way the British have built one country, this Nigeria, together. They forced all the nations to live together. And from the beginning, the Christians from Biafra, they were suppressed and always a minority, which was under the sword of the other centralist government. And so they were suppressed from the beginning. And then in 1967, Biafra declared independence. And then there was this big starvation campaign and the boycott of Biafra, which led to a genocide, and millions of Biafran had to die. And I'm apologizing for the neglect of the West, and we didn't help you. I'm very deeply sorry for that. And then you had to live again in the Nigerian state. And today again, your nation, the Christians, are facing prosecution in Nigeria. And President Trump has now somehow torn the international attention on the issue of the Christians in Biafra. You are now the acting prime minister. Tell me what you want to achieve.
Our goal and what we want to achieve is to exit Nigeria, of which we went to Finland 2024, Lahti, Finland. We redeclare Biafra. Over 50 million Biafra cast their vote to exit Nigeria because we found out we are not compatible. We try everything to make it work. Biafrans are Christians.
You have declared already independence.
Yes, we redeclare Biafra in December 2nd in Lahti, Finland.
And there was 15 million people declaring for Biafra.
Over 50 million voted. And we have delegates all over the world that convey in Finland, of which 517 delegates. 517 delegates cast their vote to solidify the count and to ratify the vote of over 50 million to exit Nigeria. So our goal is to have our separate nation, Biafra.
I fully support Biafra Republic and freedom and ex-Nigeria, but there are representatives from Nigeria going to American media, like, for example, Tucker Carlson, and then they say there is no genocide in Nigeria. The Christians are just living fine in Nigeria. And then there are reports where every day 8 Christians are killed in Nigeria. Mr. Prime Minister, what's the truth? Are you the victim of a genocide or not?
The truth is that it's all over the media, and we have some investigators that have been on ground in that ex-Nigeria. There is a genocide, and there is a war going in Biafra land as I'm speaking. The Nigerian state have waged war upon the Biafrans to make sure they crush the Biafran people because we resist that we must be free. Tucker Carlson, I do watch him a lot. I respect him, but I don't believe he have been in that region. So the fact is that there is a genocide. So for years, they're trying to, sweep it under the rug. The fact is there is a genocide, and it's still ongoing. It haven't stopped yet. That is the fact.
So, Mr. Prime Minister, when some of them say that there is no genocide, you reject it. It's clearly that the Christians are prosecuted in Nigeria and that you are a victim of a state-sponsored campaign against Biafra and against the Christians in Nigeria.
That is actually correct.
Very good. Mr. Prime Minister, so you want to have independence and lead your nation towards freedom. What's your plan of action in terms of convincing the international community that your country is a working country, that your country will be successful, and that you are ready to be a full part of the international community? And what kind of country you want to lead? Will you join the West, or will you align with Russia or China?
Biafran people are pro-Western. Biafran people are Christian. And the word meaning of Boko Haram is that they reject the Western education. We align ourselves with the West, especially United States of America, the leader of the free world. Just a few days ago, an article came out from the Russia Republic saying that they are monitoring what is unfolding in Nigeria because of what President Trump, because of the destination against Nigeria. Where is Russia since over the decade? Why haven't they condemned or stepped in to save the Christians of Biafra or even the Christians of Nigeria? So United States of America, we respect their leadership and we align ourselves with NATO and we are pro-West. So wherever America goes, that's where we go. We respect the leadership of the America as the leader of the free world. Thank you very much.
So what do you think about the European Union? Because the European Union is spending 75 million for Nigeria every year. The European Union is the main trading partner of the Nigeria. And also the European Union assists and gives trade access to Nigeria very often, despite the fact that Nigeria is the country where most Christians are prosecuted, where genocide is happening. What's your wish for the European authority that they change their policy towards Nigeria? And do you think that they should cut the funding, freeze the trade relation, and be very hard on the Nigerian authorities?
Thank you very much. Before the 1967, I tried to lay the background of what happened. And the European Union and your tweet for the past weeks, you are saying how sorry EU, European Union, why, you know, this, you know, you're sorry for them not intervening. So we want to remind them, they don't want what happened in 1967 to happen again. And again, we align ourselves with the West. Why are they supporting the terrorists? Why? And they can look at what is happening all over Europe today, the Islamic jihadist terrorists, they are the same problem we are having. So we appreciate if they can come work with the Biafran people. We have the same goal, the same ideology. We will be the best trading partner. We'll do business together. We have the resources. We have mineral resources we can trade with. We will be allies. We will live and they will live. We will have a 50-50 handshake doing business genuinely. So we Biafran people are calling upon the European Union to be our ally, we'll be best ally, and we'll fight together to counter terrorism. So it's better they work with a country that's not going to be a threat to the West, because we, Biafrans, will not be a threat to the West. And if they support the Nigerian state that have aligned with BRICS, and if the Islamic terrorists capture Nigeria, Europe will be in trouble too. So they try to make Nigeria their safe haven. They should desist from supporting terrorism and from supporting Nigeria and from not letting what happened in 1967 to 1970 happen again. So it's better they align with the Biafran people who will be the best partner on earth. Thank you.
So if the European Union continues to fund the Nigerian government, yeah, and they will be complicit in the genocide against Christians.
Correct. That means they support terrorism as well. And we urge them to practice what they preach. If they preach against terrorism, they should stop funding or supporting terrorism.
Exactly. And also Nigeria has a political prisoner, the very famous independence leader of Biafra, Mr. Masi. Can you explain the case of Mr. Masi and that he must be released and that Europe must support the release of Masi?
After this genocidal war, we have a leader called Wazirike that resurrected the movement when he found out that the massacre of Biafran Christians by the Nigerian state still continued. Then Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, our leader, took off from Wazirike after they arrest Wazirike. And Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, when he resurrected this movement, the Nigerian terrorists, we always use the word terrorists because they are lawless country, they don't abide by law. They went all the way to Kenya to kidnap him. Before kidnapping from Kenya in 2015, they went to his house in Afaruku, of which over 28 people were massacred. The Nigerians went there with armored tank with their military to assassinate, to kill him. He managed to escape. Then when he escaped, he found his way out of Biafra land, because Biafra land is not Nigeria. Then the Nigerians, they kidnapped him from Kenya in 2021. They didn't go through the due process. They extraordinary rendition him from Kenya since 2021. And since 2021 till today, he still remains in Nigeria DSS custody. And he haven't been charged, he haven't been convicted. And in 2022, the same court of this terrorist state acquitted him. He's supposed to be released. You know, a lawless country will always remain a lawless country. A failed state is a failed state. A state, a country that don't obey her own rule of law.
And
so
Mr. Prime Minister, Mr. Prime Minister, do you call on the European Parliament to release Mr. Masi, who is the kind of Mahatma Gandhi of the Biafra people, who is the kind of Ibrahim Rugova of the Biafra people? And do you want that the European Parliament is calling for his release?
For sure, call on EU to do whatever they can to release him, because he commit no crime. He just fighting for the freedom of his people. Let's recall back what happened to Mandela. At the time, Mandela was labeled, called name, but later Mandela was celebrated when everyone found out that Mandela is just fighting for freedom. So Mazi Nnamdi Kanu is Mandela of our time in Biafra land. So he needs to be released. We call on EU to do whatever they can for his release, and we promise we will be a best partner. We'll work together to counter this any lawless country or any evil that have befallen upon us. Thank you.
So there is Mazi, the Mandela of Biafra, who must be released, but there is also another resistance hero of Biafra who is in Finland, and they are thinking and considering to extradite him from Finland to Nigeria, where he will be a political prisoner. So why is that, and what is your call?
Our Mazi Simon Ekwa from Finland, he is fighting for the same just cause, for the freedom of his people. And we also call EU not to let what happened 1967 to 1970 happen again. Because in Europe, he's supposed to be protected. We don't know what deal they have with EU to arrest him and jail him. We call on them to please release Mazi Simon Ekwa. He's just a freedom fighter. If the Nigerian terrorist state have not been killing Biafrans, we Biafrans will not rise up to want to exit Nigeria, because they never treat us well. So we call the EU to do what is right, to practice what they preach, to stop supporting a terrorist failed state. Thank you.
Because, Mr. Prime Minister, I understand correctly that some of the European countries are considering to extradite political refugees from Nigeria who are Biafran activists, and they are thinking to extradite them to Nigeria, where they will be prosecuted as political victims and prisoners. So that's completely unfair. So the EU should not do that.
Sure. And we have a testimony that they will submit to Human Rights Committee, Congress in Washington, D.C. here. And on that testimony, we made it clear for U.S. government to sanction Finland, if possible, and to also sanction Nigeria, because these countries, they are not practicing what they preach. So we urge the EU to do what is right. And the EU as a whole can see what is happening from Berlin to Amsterdam to Liverpool, how the same terrorists are ravaging everywhere in Paris. These are the same monsters we're fighting. Why are they supporting them? So we urge them to do whatever they can, every means they can, to make sure that Mazi Simon Ekwa is not extradited to Nigeria. Because Nigeria is not safe. Nigeria protects terrorists. Nigeria persecutes freedom fighters. So why would they support and be complicit in this evil that Nigerian state have brought upon innocent Biafran Christians. Thank you.
Nigeria very much is aligned to China in many aspects. I saw some tweets now of the Chinese embassy in Nigeria. What's the role of China?
China always want to go where it's all about their benefit, their interest. In Biafra land, there's a lot of mineral resources. It's about the interest, the gas and oil, the resources. All China do is to exploit. And if in recent years, you see that all most countries in Africa, they try to give them loan, they're not going to be able to pay. So they can come after resources. It's all about resources. And the Nigerian terrorists, ex-Nigeria, borrowed a lot of money from China. So China probably be thinking, how Nigeria going to pay back? So it's all about their interest. It's not about the interest of the indigenous of that region, whether in Biafra or in Nigeria. So we also call upon an international community to please come to our aid and to stop this system of colonization that have been abolished for some time now, which China is trying to image as a new country that will come to colonize the people of Biafra. So that is not acceptable. So we urge the EU to step in and also the United States of America to do what is right. Thank you very much.
Nigeria has not recognized the Republic of Kosovo out of ex-Yugoslavia, and Nigeria is doing nothing to support Ukraine. So in many ways, Nigeria is an ally of Russia and is a hostile country to the West. And now the persecution of Christians is coming there as well. President Trump has said that he will put Nigeria on the list of potential hostile states. And what is your call on Mr. Trump? What he should do now? What do you need in support from the Americans? Please tell us, Mr. Prime Minister.
Yeah, first of all, I'm calling on the president of the free world, J. Trump, to do what is right and also to remind him what happened in Afghanistan not to happen, not to work with the Nigerian military, because any arm that get to the hand of the Nigerian military, they will use it to kill the Biafran Christians and the Nigerian Christians. So since we Biafrans align with the West, especially with the leader of the free world, United States of America, it's also the leader of NATO. So we align ourselves with NATO, not with BRICS, because BRICS and the leader of BRICS, they align themselves with terrorism, with terrorists. Look at Iran, they are part of BRICS, all the terrorist countries. So we align ourselves with where the leader of the free world go. And when America lead, the rest of the world follow. So we urge Mr. Trump to hasten up to recognize Biafra as a sovereign country. We have redeclared Biafra in Latvia, Finland, December the 2nd, 2024, and to also hasten up to make sure our leader Mazi Namdi Khan is released, and also Mazi Simon is released from Finland, who will be best partner. And we are welcome to be ally of NATO. So we urge him to hasten up to do what is right at the right time. I think the time is now. Biafra is here. Thank you.
The time is now. Biafra is here. And ex-Nigeria is a very good prospect now. Tell me, is there other regions in Nigeria which also want to be independent from Nigeria?
So far, there's a region of the southwest, the Oduduwa Republic, and you have the north, the Arewa Republic. But they want Biafra to exit first, to be free. So this, they haven't really shown seriousness. And every region, even the Middle Belt, they wish they would be free as well, of which some part of the Middle Belt align with the Biafran people. So we urge all this region to step up. Nigeria is a failed state. And in international stage, they don't recognize Nigeria. They boo Nigeria. So, but as long as Biafra already declared their freedom, their independence, or declared their nation, If Biafra is ready, why not the free world support the ready nation? We are ready to go, and we have chosen that we are ready. Then the rest of the region, when they're ready, they can come on board, or they can make Biafra their safe haven, like the Middle Belt. If they have a problem, they can run to Biafra. We'll welcome them. It can be their safe haven. The Southwest, if they are not ready to go, if the Biafra have successfully exit Nigeria, they are welcome to Biafra land. So any region that is ready, they can step up and do what Biafran people are doing. But Biafra is overdue and ready to go. So I urge everyone to support Biafra exit from East Nigeria, because we are ready. Today,
Mr. Prime Minister, from Mr. Prime Minister, from the European perspective, Nigeria now reminds many people very much on ex-Yugoslavia. It was also a very big state with a failed economy, with high inflation, with a lot of ethnic conflicts. And then ex-Yugoslavia was now in seven newer, better countries. Do you think that's a role model, and that Nigeria can also break up into seven or eight countries, and all of them will live free, much better in the future, and that by Biafra can be like Croatia, a very successful pro-Western free world country?
When it comes to the breakup of Nigeria, it's not about how many countries that emerge from Nigeria or break up from Nigeria. Now Biafra is ready to go and let Biafra leave and exit. And at the same time, before the creation of Nigeria by Lord Lugard in 1914, Biafran territory is Biafran territory. Biafra is Biafra. The north is north, the southwest is southwest. So we are different people. So we can go back to how we were before 120 years ago. My grandfather, grand-grandfather is never Nigerian. We don't have the same ideology. We are not compatible with the north. We are different people. Let's just go back to who we are 200 years ago, 150 years ago, where we don't have problem, where we love our neighbor like they love us. We do good trade partners. We want to go back to how we used to govern, who we originally are and how we used to be. So the Biafran people have made that bold step that they are ready to leave Nigeria, and then they have already declared Biafra. So let EU, every corner of the earth, free, those that love humanity and freedom for people, recognize Biafra and support Biafra, because Biafra is doing the right thing to exit a country that they never voted to be part of. So we are not Nigeria, and we'll never be Nigeria. Thank you.
So Biafra basically was a victim of British colonialism, which was forced together with Nigeria historically. Now they want to be free. They have a legitimate case for freedom. They have a historic genocide against them 50 years ago. And now they are again the victims of prosecutions against Christian terrorism. And the Biafra people have deserved freedom. And now it's time for the West to recognize Biafra Republic. Mr. Prime Minister, do you agree that now is the time where Biafra must receive the recognition from the international community and to be a valuable part of the United Nations?
Sure, I believe now is the time, and I believe you believe now is the time, because for the past weeks, you'll be tweeting and you recognize the mistake that was done in 1967 to 1970, why the EU didn't come to help us to even rescue. Even Russia, the leader of BRICS, Russia bombed Biafran people. If you're a Biafran listening, you have to know who your enemy is. We are pro-West, and we respect the leader of the free world, United States of America, the leader of NATO. We know where we align. We align with NATO. So, and it's time to recognize Biafra. We urge every well-meaningful nation, human being, to come and recognize Biafra. Biafras are never Nigerian. Nigeria is a scam. Nigeria is a fraud. Any house built on faulty foundation would crumble. We fall apart. We have three ex-former president of Nigeria. They all said Nigeria is a mere geographical expression, that is never a country. that the British government trying to make it work, but the people are not united. It's not working. Tafawa Balawa said it. Nnamdi Azikiwe, former president, said it. Former president Goodluck Jonathan. They all acknowledge that Nigeria is not a country. Why are we forcing these people to be together? Why they are different people? So we urge EU to do the right thing. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. And this was my interview with the Prime Minister in exile of the Biafra Republic, a powerful personality who calls the European Union and the United States of America to recognize the Biafra Republic to stop the genocide against Christians in Nigeria and ex-Nigeria is the much better way for the world, much better, of course, for the Biafra people and for the Christians in Nigeria. It will be a stable partner for trade and for security and for prosperity for the Biafran people and as well for the free world. And I thank you very much, Mr. Prime Minister. And also, let me say that I will continue my fight towards freedom for Biafra. And it's a big honor that you have been joining our show this
Thank you very much. I just want to remind the EU as well that the Gulf of Guinea is in Biafran territory. They should remember what is happening in Yemen by the Houthis. If the Gulf of Guinea, if they allow this terrorist Nigerian state, because it's a terrorist state, with these terrorists, if they, for example, capture Biafra land, know that the Gulf of Guinea, they will disrupt trade. But we Biafran will resist. We'll make sure that we are free. And we want to remind them that when it comes to the business interest, we are open to negotiate, to do business with them. I think we'll be the best ally to make sure that from the West African Sahel, we'll checkmate the terrorists. Because what they are doing, they're trying to capture both Biafra land, Nigeria, all the surrounding West Africa, especially Biafra land, to attack EU from there. They should recognize Biafra so that we all can counter this terrorism and fight together. Thank you. The time is now. Biafra is here. And our leader, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, must be released. The Nigerian terrorist state don't have the right to still be holding him because he commit no crime. And our leader, Mazi Simon Ekpa from Finland, he needs to be released. He's just a freedom fighter. Every country in the world fought for their freedom. United States of America fought for their freedom 1776 from the Great Britain. So Biafra is fighting a just cause for freedom. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. All the best from Austria, from Vienna. Thanks for joining the show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome for freedom.
Thank you.